Grownups, this show is made possible by supporters like you. Please consider donating at our website, yougoask.com.
You go ask.
You go.
You go.
No, you go ask.
No, you go ask.
Welcome to You Go Ask. You've got questions. We've got answers. I'm Jason.
I'm Allie, and we're both elementary teachers.
Today's question comes from Aiden in San Francisco, California.
My name is Aiden. I'm from San Francisco, California. And my question is, why do schools have parent-teacher conferences?
Thank you, Aiden. Why do schools have parent-teacher conferences? Parent-teacher conferences, Allie, what a topical thing to talk about. A week ago, we had our parent-teacher conference week.
We did.
Do you know when parent-teacher conferences started? Like, have teachers always done parent-teacher conferences?
That's a good question. I have no idea. I don't. I would say late 1800s.
That is actually really close to being exact. Like late 1800s, early 1900s is probably a really good guess. There is no, like, day that parent-teacher conferences just started. There's no recognized day where we go, oh, this is when conferences started. It was around that time in the early 1900s when parent-teacher associations, Aiden, your school probably has a PTA, that is the parent-teacher association. The PTA is made up of parents and teachers at your school. And the PTA is a group of people who want to make your school a good place to go and learn and grow. And it was about this time that PTAs started popping up in public schools. And it was PTAs that helped normalize this idea that parents should be active partners in learning in schools, that parents shouldn't just be sending their kids to school and not really understanding what's going on there or not being active partners in helping the students grow and learn. I always refer to this, Allie, this kind of parents being partners and knowing what's going on in the classroom as a window into the classroom. That's the phrase I always say to my families in the beginning of the year. Families drop off their students at school and they don't see their students all day. Students are here sometimes for 6 hours or more. And not only are parents like just generally worried about, you know, how their students are doing, they want to understand what students are doing in the classroom. Because when students come home and parents say to them, how was your day? What's the normal answer students give, Allie?
I don't know. Great. Good.
Fine. Like, they get like really short answers that don't give parents what they want to know. Parents want a window into the classroom. It would be great if they could, you know, I don't want to put a webcam up in my classroom, Allie, and I'm sure you don't either, but that idea of parents having a better understanding of what's going on in schools is part of what the PTA does and is a big part of what the parent-teacher conferences are set up to do. I think most teachers keep in regular communication with their families. That could be a weekly email home. Allie, I know you used to do something on Zoom. You used to do monthly check-ins, right?
Yeah, we still do monthly check-ins and weekly emails.
I didn't know you still do it. I didn't know. I know it was it something that started during COVID?
It did. It was on Zoom, but it gives parents an option to still do monthly check-ins on Zoom if they want it to.
That's great. I think it's really great that you're willing to do that because I know you do that outside of your school hours. So Allie, I gave a little bit of information about parent-teacher conferences. Aiden's question was, why do we have them? What do you do in your parent-teacher conferences, Allie?
I mean, I think the grown-ups in your life want to work together to help you have the best possible experience at school. And so it's basically like a team meeting with the teacher and the parents or a family. It's not always parents that come in. It could be sisters, brothers, relatives, like grandparents. But they come together to make sure that you feel supported, confident, and successful in school.
That sounds really nice, Allie. But I think it's different the way students internalize that or see that. Because what's the big thing that gets handed to parents during parent-teacher conferences?
Report cards.
Report cards. I mean, so I think there's a lot of anxiety for students around parent-teacher conferences because they're going to get report cards and parents are going to talk to their students about their scores. But that's not really what parent-teacher conferences are they?
I don't think so, no. I think it's a time where teachers can share just also their strengths, like what are they doing well, what are they improving on, or what they might need help with. I know for upper grades, I share the report cards with students in advance. So we have like a mini conference before their parents have a conference with me so that we can create goals of what they need to work on. Also talking about like what they do well in class. So it's not always just about the report card.
I love that you do that with your students. You had said that, you know, it's not just parents who come to parent-teacher conferences. I actually want to change the name. I want to start a petition to change what we call our conferences, because we call them parent-teacher conference. We call it parent-teacher conference week, but it's not always parents. Sometimes it's grandparents coming. Sometimes it's an uncle. There's some students who are in foster care and they don't have parents that come to them. And so I was like, what could I call them? What would be better? And I came up with two, Allie. I got family teacher conference, which is, because maybe it's not family. And then I had student support conferences. Those are the two I came up with. I want to change it. I'm not tied to what it should be, but I don't think we should call it parent-teacher conference.
I agree. I mean, those are two great options. They can also just be conferences.
Conferences, right? Just regular old conferences. I think between us, Allie, we've kind of hit on why there are parent-teacher conferences to answer Aiden's question. And to summarize, it's like what you said. It's a meeting where your teacher talks to your grown-ups about how you're doing in school. And I love that you started with, it's about positives. You're not leading with the things that, you know, the student needs that they're doing wrong, that you're starting with the things that they're doing well. And that's a great place to start a conference. And the goal, Aiden, is that we are trying to help you as students learn and grow and feel good about school. And this idea of conferences is establishing a relationship with your family about how you're doing and ways that they can support you at home. And it's a really good opportunity for grownups to ask questions. I think that's one of the best parts about it, is that parents are asking questions and getting, because there's so much you wonder when you don't see your child for 6 hours a day. And they only tell you, my day was fine, it was okay. They need more from you. And the last thing there, Aiden, it's totally normal that every student has things they're working on. There's not even in my conferences for students that are excelling academically, there's still things that we can work on and grow and get better at. Allie, this is kind of an extension. This wasn't exactly Aiden's question, but I was wondering, do you find parent-teacher conference, or what we're now calling conference week, do you find it stressful?
I feel like that's a loaded question. Yes and no. I mean, all the prep work before conference week, I think, is stressful because of report cards. And again, because I have my conferences with students too, it's kind of like having 64 conferences. So in that way, I kind of find it stressful to find the time to do all of that. But I think in the end, I actually enjoy conferences because I get to know the kids a little bit better after it. What about you, Jason?
It's funny. I don't want to call it extra work or more work. It's different work. It's a change of pace. It's extra talking for sure. My voice takes a hit that week, but I do think it's really important. So I always tell people I like parent-teacher conference week or conference week. I really like it because we don't spend enough time. I would love to talk to your families more, you know, if it was just possible. If I had more time, I would love to be interacting more with your families and giving them that window into the classroom. Before we go, Allie, I created a quick game. Parent-teacher conference week, you know, I often find myself saying a lot of the same things, maybe in slightly different ways to families. And I've got a game for you. You've played Mad Libs before?
I have, yes.
Mad Libs is a game where you read a paragraph, it makes a little story, but you have to insert missing words, and they ask you to come up with your own words to fill in the blanks. So I've got a sentence for you, but first you got to give me a skill. Try to keep it tied into school a little bit. Like, I don't know if swimming fits as well for this game as a skill.
Writing.
Okay, writing. And then I need a verb ending in ing.
Participating.
Participating. Okay. And then I need a funny distraction.
Burping in class.
Oh, goodness. Okay. So here's my sentence. Your child is great at writing and enjoys participating. They still need help when burping in class happens.
I mean, I think that's an interesting feedback to parents.
That would be, I've never given that sentence to anybody. Okay, next one. I need an unexpected talent. So something you wouldn't think somebody's good at.
Writing with their left and right hand.
Wow, that would be unexpected. Give me a rule they forget.
Not raising their hand.
Oh, good one. And then give me any part of the school day.
Recess.
Okay, so here is your sentence. They're good at writing with both their left and their right hand, but sometimes they forget to raise their hand, especially during recess.
I don't know if that works.
It doesn't work, but it's funny. That's what Mad Libs are, right? They're meant to be a little silly. Yeah, you don't have to raise your hand at recess. I think the first part of that was a great sentence, though.
It was.
All right, last one. I need a preferred activity, something a student prefers to do.
Reading.
I need a positive adjective.
Empathetic.
Good one. I like the words you're coming up with. And then I need a small challenge.
Dropping all of your color pencils on the floor.
Okay. So here's that sentence. They work hard on reading and show empathetic thinking. They need encouragement when they drop small colored pencils.
Yeah.
I think those are great sentences to give in parent-teacher conferences.
Maybe with a little bit of changes.
Maybe. Thank you for playing my conferences version of Mad Libs.
You're welcome.
And thanks to Aiden in San Francisco for their question. If you'd like to submit your own to You Go Ask, visit our website with your grown-up at yougoask.com. You can record and upload your question right there.
Can't think of one. Unexpected talent. Not silly.